The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus has addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee, the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. Oh God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I pay tithes on my whole income. But the tax collector stood off at a distance and would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and pray, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For whoever exalts himself will be humble, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
Today's second reading is from the last part of the second letter of Paul to Timothy. It was one of the last things that Paul ever wrote. He writes them to Timothy, who is his colleague, friend, and in some way a kind of spiritual son to Paul. So Paul feels a need to pass on his feelings and convictions as his life is coming to an end. Paul spent the last months of his life in Rome under house arrest, awaiting trial. He knew that the outcome could likely be the end for him, and it was. He starts out today by saying, I am already being poured out like a libation. A libation was a drink offering. Wine or oil was poured onto the altar after a burnt sacrifice to God. So Paul is saying, my entire life has been a pouring out, an emptying out on behalf of the gospel. Paul is not measuring his life by how much he has accumulated, but by what he has given away. Is my life being poured out like a libation, like a drink offering? And then he says, the time of my dissolution is near. And don't take this in a depressing sense, as though Paul is saying that I am about to be annihilated or dissolved. The Greek word here is analusias. It means an unloosing or an untying. It was a term used for the unmooring of a ship as it was being sent out on a journey. As Paul stands at the end of his life, he's not looking toward destruction, but rather to the beginning of an adventure. Think of the excitement as a ship is now properly equipped, it's readied, and it's about to set sail. Paul reads his whole life here as a preparation for the great journey to come, this journey into God, into the mystery of God's grace. He's not thinking of the end of life in a depressing state of mind, as though it's all over, it's all coming to an end. No, it's all beginning. And then Paul says, I've fought the good fight, I've finished the race, I have kept the faith. The spiritual life is a struggle, so we need good, strong fighters. St. Paul loved a good battle. He endured shipwreck, beatings, whippings, stonings, the abandonment of his friends, sleepless nights, the bitter opposition of his intellectual enemies, and finally death at the hands of the Romans. The Christian life is a fight. The road to healing is always blocked and requires us to apply some elbow grease. The gospel will always be opposed by the powers of this world. As you speak and embody it, you will be opposed. But Paul loved a good fight. It's exhilarating. Are we involved in adversity because of our faith? Have we found something worth fighting and dying for? Paul would say, you haven't begun to live, if that's not true. Have you been opposed, or has your life been a whole series of compromises and concealment? Have enemies worth having come out to meet you? Winston Churchill once said, never trust a man who has no enemies. He stands for nothing. What do you stand for? Have they come out to meet you? Have you fought the good fight? Paul has, and that's what he tells Timothy with great satisfaction at the end of his life. And then Paul says, I've finished the race. I get the impression that Paul liked sports. Now, believe it or not, I used to be a runner. There are different stages that a person passes through in a long race. There's the excitement at the beginning. Everyone loves to see the beginning. But there is often a place in the middle of a race where your energy feels like it's been spent. It's like you've hit a wall. And sometimes there comes a second wind where you feel new energy available. All of these have their spiritual parallel. People often begin the spiritual life in a great burst of energy and excitement. You begin the race of following Christ and being a disciple. But then there is a moment in the spiritual life that is often depressing. This whole thing that began with such excitement has become drab and dull and routine. You feel like you're out of breath. There are times in the spiritual journey where you hit the wall. Times like you feel like, I just can't do this anymore. I can't go on. Maybe this was how you felt after losing someone or being hurt by someone. There are times when you get a second wind, when you think it's all over, but then you get this burst of energy and you're able to carry on, like maybe after a retreat or after you finished a good book on something in the faith. What's the point? The point is, run the race. Run the race. Don't give up. Don't give in. Don't sit on the sidelines of the spiritual life. But run the race with verve, devotion, enthusiasm. That's what Paul is telling Timothy. I ran the race. How are you doing with the race? Finally, Paul says, I've kept the faith. The faith was everything to Paul, and it meant to him this fundamental trust that he had in God through Jesus Christ. And really, nothing else mattered to him. He once said that everything he once held dear is now rubbish compared to the faith. How will you evaluate yourself at the end of your life? By the money you've accumulated? By the number of acquaintances you have? By the status you've achieved? By the awards you've received? The degrees you've earned? The homes you've owned? None of that matters. At the end of the day, none of those things will follow us into the next life. What matters is, have you kept the faith? Have you kept your eyes fixed on Jesus Christ? Have you grown in your trust and love of Him? Paul said, only three things last: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. Have you kept the faith? Have you fallen in love with Jesus Christ? Paul then talks about the crown he will receive. The crown stands for the glory of heaven. Paul's ship is unloosed. It's ready to sail. He's fought the good fight. He's kept the faith. And now he's ready to receive the crown. Those of you whose life is probably more than half over, maybe some a lot more than half over, don't be depressed. See it as a great moment of hope. A crown awaits you, the crown of God's grace.